This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
What if I told you China and Russia just surrendered to Trump in his first week as president? Their shocking announcement about working with Trump's America reveals something even bigger, though. BRICS is dead, and I've got the proof.
And if the BRICS nations want to do that, that's okay, but we're going to put at least a 100% tariff on the business they do with the United States.
Those are his most recent comments, picking up from where he left off in his tweet last month. The idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. We require a commitment from these countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty U.S. dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful U.S. economy. They can go find another sucker. There is no chance that BRICS will replace the U.S. dollar in international trade, and any country that tries should wave goodbye to America. These are strong words from Trump, and it appears they're working. You know, just days ago, Putin and Xi released a statement saying that they want to build relations with the United States on a mutually beneficial, mutually respectful basis if the Trump team really shows interest in this. That's quite a shift from their tough talk just last October about ending dollar dominance. Looks like they might be backing down before the fight even starts. But even if that's not their intention to back down, here's the thing. The exchange between Trump, Putin, and Xi might be completely irrelevant, as we could be witnessing a BRICS implosion regardless. Because here's the deal. BRICS had their biggest summit a few months ago with bold promises about killing the dollar. But something's happening behind the scenes that nobody's talking about. BRICS is falling apart from the inside out. And while they've been fighting amongst themselves, something very interesting has been happening to the dollar. But before I tell you what and exactly how BRICS has destroyed their own de-dollarization plan, you need to understand what's really going on between these supposedly United Nations. Because when you do, you'll wonder if there was ever a chance of BRICS even getting off the ground. Let's start with the biggest crack in the BRICS foundation, the China-India powder keg. These two economic giants are supposed to be working together to challenge the dollar. But here's the reality. They can't even agree on their own borders. India and China, they're locked in ongoing territorial disputes that keep getting worse, not better. And while China's trying to lead BRICS in one direction, India's been quietly strengthening its ties with the West, especially the United States. And think about that for a second. How can you create a new global currency when your two largest members don't even trust each other? It's like trying to start a restaurant with two head chefs who refuse to work in the same kitchen. It's not going to work. Now, some will argue that these two powers cooperate through BRICS despite border issues. But look deeper. India has joined multiple anti-China alliances like the Quad and AUKUS, and their trade imbalances keep getting worse. Actions speak louder than words. But that's just the beginning. Let's talk about Brazil, because this gets even more interesting. Brazil just made a move that shocked everyone. They completely rejected China's Belt and Road Initiative. That's like turning down a business partnership with the richest guy in town. Why would they do that? Because Brazil's more interested in building relationships with their Southern American neighbors and Western partners than playing by China's rules. Yes, BRICS combined GDP now exceeds the G7. You'll hear that a lot. But raw numbers hide the reality. These economies, they compete more than they complement each other, unlike the integrated G7 nations. And just when you think it couldn't get any worse for BRICS, wait until you hear what's happening with South Africa. They're caught in what I call the Russian trap. You see, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has put South Africa in an impossible position. They're trying to stay neutral, abstaining from UN votes condemning Russia. But this neutral stance is causing major problems. Other BRICS members who've condemned the invasion are questioning South Africa's judgment, while Western nations are pressuring them to pick a side. It's like being at a dinner party where two of your friends are fighting, and no matter what you say, you're gonna upset one of them. Except in this case, we're talking about billions in trade and investment at stake. While it's true that BRICS nations are increasing trade in local currencies, here's what they don't tell you. The volume is still tiny compared to dollar transactions. Even BRICS members themselves still hold most of their reserves in dollars. Now, while BRICS has been dealing with all this internal drama, something remarkable happened with the US dollar. Despite all the predictions of its demise, the dollar gained 6.7% against other major currencies in 2024 and is right now trading at near all-time highs. Why? Because while BRICS members have been fighting amongst themselves, the US economy has remained remarkably strong. Global investors are looking at this BRICS chaos and doing exactly what you'd expect, putting their money in the stable, reliable dollar. But here's where it gets really, really interesting. Remember when BRICS added Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE as new members? Everyone thought that this would make BRICS stronger. Instead, it's like they added gasoline to an already burning fire. These new members brought their own regional rivalries and competing interests to the table. Saudi Arabia and Iran can barely be in the same room together, let alone agree on economic policy. And the UAE wants to maintain good relations with the West, while Iran wants to challenge Western influence at every turn. Some say adding these new members strengthens BRICS because of their gold reserves, but they can't even agree on basic currency valuation methods. Plus, despite the sensational headlines over the last year, Saudi Arabia still prices its oil in dollars, and Iran's sanctions limit their economic impact. More members just means more competing interests. So here's the truth about BRICS and their de-dollarization plan. They're not just failing to challenge the dollar, they're actually making it stronger. Every time they show the world how divided they are, more investors flee to the safety of the US dollar. Ironic, right? And President Trump seems to understand this dynamic perfectly. While he's threatening 100% tariffs on countries moving away from the dollar, BRICS is already crumbling under its own weight. Their internal conflicts are doing more damage than any external pressure could. But here's what this means for real estate investors like you and me. We're looking at a unique window of opportunity. With the dollar strengthening and global uncertainty rising, we're seeing international investors pour money into U.S. real estate as a safe haven. This increased demand, combined with our strong dollar, could drive property values, can you believe it, even higher in key markets. Think about it. When global powers are fighting and currencies are unstable, what do wealthy investors want? Hard assets and stable markets. And what's more stable than cash-flowing U.S. real estate? Can they overcome these internal conflicts, or will Trump prevail? I'll see you next time. Take care. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.